Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Well, hello, everybody. Here it is, Saturday edition of the Psychic Love Doctor Show. So glad to have you with us. And I hope you're having a pretty good weekend, if not a super duper one. You know what I mean? It goes fast, doesn't it? Today was a blur. I had quite a few things to take care of, so I didn't get as far as I wanted to. But very happy to have you all. And I do have our very own Mr. Jimbo standing by. Yes, he is who is greeting you in the Facebook live stream that we have running.
When you see the Psychic Love Doctor Show,
yeah,
talking, typing.
Right, she's in there.
I'm a typer. She types her own stuff.
Yes, he's in there. And I wanted to mention that, as most people know, but newcomers likely would not, I'm using an ordinary deck of playing cards, holding this up right now for our Facebook watchers. Yes, just ordinary playing cards, not tarot, not any oracle deck, and not any other system that's out there. And I know there are many, and they are wonderful. I've just never used or learned anything about them. I didn't want anything to infiltrate into personal prophecy, as my grandmother to me all those many years ago. I will also be using a full 24 card layout as we take calls. So it's not just for me, it's not 1, 2, 3 roll out and it's just rifling off cards. I would really rather use the full layout that I use in my client coaching session. So those of you on Facebook, you of course get to see that. And anything else? No, I think that's it. Just give me a moment or so when you call for your reading, and I'm going to turn it over now to Mr. Excitement, Jimbo.
Welcome, everybody. I want to remind you this show is for informational and educational purposes only. Want to remind all you folks there in Blog Talk and Facebook land that if you're international, please let us know anytime you show up, and we'll give you live international shout-outs. Like, we have a slew of them to do right now before we get started.
Okay.
We do. We have Laura from Canada, Rachel from the Land Down Under in Australia, Catherine representing Ireland, and Sophia, who lives in Sweden, but she is still vacationing in Dublin, Ireland herself. So that's our big yeehaws for the international right now. We'll get more, I'm sure. The night is young, and I just very young. Very, very young. Okay, let's get down to business. 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in to get your free reading. When you call in, you will hear a message saying you can listen to the show while you wait. It is factual. I called in. Everything's cool. He can hear the show. Anytime you ever call and you hear absolute silence, something went wrong. Hang up, call again. Very simple. Facebookers, you know the deal, the drill that we'll try to turn to you. We did yesterday. Got one or two shots in. I don't think anybody called, though. But, you know, we'll try to open the floor, so you just got to be standing by. I can't tell you when and stuff like that. But we'll let you know, and that will be the name of that tune for anybody that's getting a reading. When you hear the harps, the angels strumming the hops. Strumming the harps. All right, anyway, we're not going to sing that. Killing you softly, so. That means your reading with Deborah's over the harp song. That's the biggest. That's the first part of that whole thing, is it has to end. And when reading with her ends, before we move on, I'm going to give you a single angel card. And tonight is one of the original decks we used. Don't really have a name. We just call them angel cards, but you get a message from an archangel. There's quite a few of them in here that give messages. So they're pretty cool. They're the original. That's why if you were close, you could say, like, they're well used. But you know what? They still got a lot of life left in them. So there's no reason to replace these.
Yes, indeed,
yet.
They do.
Yeah, you got a lot. They're not beat up at all, any means. They're just well broken in and comfy. So I think we talked about everything that needs to be talk. Talk is cheap. Let's take the phones. Let's do so. Let's start out, Deb, with we're going to area code 775. That area code belongs to Nevada, but does it? Is it? Hello?
Hello, Jim and Deborah. This is Wendy from Rancho Cordova.
Welcome.
Hello there, Wendy.
First caller once again?
Yes.
My friends, guess what?
Mm-mm.
What happening?
What?
Oh, my. That hair agency that I no longer do business with, they forwarded the invoice to my attorneys, and then they forwarded it to me. And on that invoice, it shows on the 19th, 9 to 11, and then on the 22nd, it shows 2 to 4. And it towards the bottom of the page, it says two hours of service. And then it's signed by the agency. And it basically says, I attest the above information is complete and true to the best of my knowledge. I understand that the long-term care program may require additional documentation in support of this claim, and that there are two signatures and two dates. So I don't think the owner did this. But she is responsible for the behavior of her employees, and this document is false.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so you'll have to talk to your lawyer about that.
Boy, oh, boy.
Especially
well, you know what? The word for this is insurance fraud.
It is, yeah. It is. That's the biggest picture.
Oh, absolutely. And now you've got them dead to rest.
And what happened was, I've been watching this. The young lady at my attorney's office had sent it over, and I said, well, no. I said, no, that's not accurate. That's not true. For the 19th and the 22nd, no service was rendered, and my insurance company will have zero interest in paying anything because no service was rendered. So she jumped right on it, and it was late in the day, but she called them and left a message, and she was specific and said, do not pay for the 19th and the 22nd. The document sent over by the care agency was incorrect, and she's going to be talking to them on Monday, and I will be talking to my attorneys on Monday. And I'm no attorney, but my God, you want to be careful what you sign and date, because then it becomes a legal document.
Yep, sure does.
Sure does.
Sure does.
So,
well,
where are we going? Yeah, with your reading.
I can sleep at night because I've been very honest. And I think the owner, she doesn't know who she's dealing with. I should have been a paralegal because I have an eye for detail. And that is very serious. And it does say 2 hours of service. It gives the hours and it gives the date. And signed and dated by the agency. So I would think that the owner would want to put this fire out immediately.
Especially since you have such recourse in front of you that could be very damning for them.
Oh, my goodness. Very well stated, Deborah. And
So would you like the reading to focus a little bit on the on where this is going?
What's going to happen? Yes, on Monday, what's going to happen with my attorneys? Because I took a screenshot of this, and I'm gonna tell them where to look at the signatures, and I'm gonna say they're attesting that this is true, and it's signed. That's a legal document now, and what that boils down to is I'm honest. I did nothing wrong, and my lawyers are alerting the insurance company. They're saying this document is absolutely 2 days. Do not pay the 19th and the 22nd.
Sure.
So I think that the owner, Claire, and her husband, I think they're already nervous about talking to me. They've not responded to me in any way, shape, or form. And they actually made it worse because they should have been careful about what they put on this invoice sent to my attorney, because they're aware that this is sent to my insurance company. So on my attorney's side and my side, we're clean as can be. But so what is this going to come down to? I'm going to scrutinize this document with my attorneys. I'm going to show them where to look. I should have been a paralegal. And I'm going to ask them what they think. My attorneys might call the owner at this point and say, hey, this is insurance fraud. We don't do insurance fraud. I'm clean as can be. And so are my attorneys, because they're the ones that contacted the insurance company and said, don't pay for those 2 days. So on Monday, what are Eddie and Kevin going to say? Are they going to want to litigate or just have a talk with the owner, Claire? What are they going to do?
No, just so I'm clear, did the notification of not to pay for those two service days, is that an email? How did you get that message?
You know what? I believe it was a voice message, but she might have emailed them as well. I hope she did. But
probably.
She is going to follow up the insurance company bright and early on Monday. And we are jumping right on this. We are not going to participate in this. That's illegal. And
Wendy, here's the thing. And I don't mean to knock the wind out of your sails at all. But this is going to seem like pretty small potatoes to them. And they're going to do what they need to do. But I don't want you to get all excited, because I don't know if they're going to act immediately.
They might not act quickly, immediately, and emergently, because they're in their eyes, it might not be an emergent thing. It's a paperwork thing.
And they have other fish to fry.
They might be like, we'll reach out to them. We'll
of
reach out
they
to them.
Do.
Yeah. So,
I absolutely agree with you, Deborah.
Okay, good. So I just feel you will hear from them, and they're going to do something about it, but I wouldn't sit there on pins and needles for Monday.
Maybe give them
a few more days. Yeah.
And this law firm represents you, so their interest would be you not having to pay for those days that you did.
Yeah.
Copay or anything. They might not be interested in this going down the insurance fraud thing. Have nothing to gain from that company getting in trouble for insurance fraud.
No, I think they're just going to want to straighten this out.
They want to straighten it out for you. Yes.
And what is that going to cost you? Do you know?
They might consider it personal to them, though, because this information was received from the agency, and they know that it was for the purpose of submitting a claim.
Sure.
So they might take it personally.
Well, I see what you're saying. They might, but, it's hard to say. I suppose it depends on their caseload and stuff, how interested they get, right?
Absolutely, and I don't want you to
But they're
going to
make sure you don't pay anything.
Disappointed.
They're going to make sure you don't pay anything you're not supposed to, but they might not pursue any getting this company in trouble.
They might just straighten it out.
You can do that on your own with the insurance company, though. That's easy for you to do.
Absolutely, you can.
You can do that. As long as your legal representation makes sure that, hey, you guys wipe the book.
Well,
doesn't owe you for those days.
Are my attorneys going to step in this following week just based upon the fact of their wrong statement and that how they have to clean it up with the insurance company?
What are they going to charge you for their services? Do you know?
Well, for the whole time, it would probably be, I don't know, about $2,800, but oh, you mean the attorneys? I don't know.
For this particular case, if you want them to take action on this, unless they somehow can wrap it up, I don't know that they can wrap it up what they did for you already. There might be some additional fees they would want.
With those other people having to pay.
But it's a discussion you'll have to have with them, too. Yeah.
So just have no preconceived ideas. Let Monday come and see what it brings, because I just don't want you to be all expectant. and then nothing.
So it might not be like quick action, and you're probably kind of used to that already with this legal process, so nothing is quick.
Right, right. And I agree with both of you. I think you're both completely right in that perception and process, thought process. But I'm thinking that, I mean, I could even do it myself. I mean, I could take a screenshot of this, and I could just say, Claire, this is signed and dated by your employees, and you know this is not accurate. Claire is not stupid. I mean, that is a legal document, and she is responsible for the behavior for what her employees do.
Yeah,
that's a big deal. And she
has to
know.
All the employees represent the company.
And Wendy, this country is rife with Medicare, Medicare fraud.
Everybody's frauding insurance
this
companies.
This could launch a really big investigation if you contact the right authorities.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The insurance company themselves.
The persons that I'm thinking of are the ones that can't speak or that have to rely solely on this type of care. And those people are siphoning money out of the agency.
Because they're doing it to you. They're doing it to a lot of other people, too. You know
that.
She knows that.
Damn straight.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They picked the wrong person to do it with. They're probably doing it to everybody and said, well, maybe we shouldn't have done it to everybody. We should only do it to those that aren't their wits aren't about them as much.
And that's so incredibly wrong.
Yeah, it is wrong. But that's what, that's what sharks go after.
Well,
yep.
I think their perception, Jim and Deborah, is that most people my age are not as cognizant as I am. And I'm sad for people that are not cognizant and their families.
Yep.
So
they make good victims.
They
make
thought
good
they could take advantage of me.
They did. They probably get away with it a lot.
Now, realizing that you could advocate for every individual in this country that requires that kind of care.
They absolutely assumed you would be just another victim.
And and their families wouldn't be aware of it either. So I would think this gives me some ammunition, though, to the owner.
Sure.
Showing her that and saying that she might be more willing to waive those 2 days where no service was provided.
Yeah, I would just, I myself would just cut to the chase. Say, hey, just to let you know, what you sent me is insurance fraud. You either wipe my slate clean or my ass is going to the insurance company, and I'm going to also talk to some of the local Commonwealth, whatever attorneys you have, about any kind of criminal prosecution, too. Because it is criminal to defraud.
And you know,
I'll do it in a frickin' heartbeat, and I'll put it on the goddamn internet, I would say, too, just to top it off.
In an election year, this would be a big topic.
Yep, bring out the big guns. Mm-hmm. Sarah, you want to pick on me? Well, guess what? I'm going to bring in everybody on Earth, and let's go be on the internet.
Well, here's the thing, Wendy. Your cards show, and they always have, that you have a calling on your life, and I believe you're answering it by dealing with all of this hardship. Look what you went through with the insurance company.
Well, already the first time
around.
My God,
most people, I think, would have said, oh, I'm hanging this up. Just let it go.
We're taking lesser offers or just, wanting to end it. People don't have the fight in them sometimes when they've been through a lot.
So you are the Pied Piper of fraud that's going on out there.
Yeah, so don't, you know what? Don't sit on your heels and wait for the insurance company. Your lawyers to do a lot of stuff. There's a lot of things you could do on your own.
Mm-hmm.
The things you said you were thinking of doing, I think personally without cards, you should do that.
I think you
should send screenshots. I think you should say that. I think you put the cards right on the frickin' table. Here's the deal, whatever her name is. You guys are trying to charge me. It's bull crap. You don't charge me. And if you keep this up, I'm going to go to the insurance gateway. I'm going to go to the local authorities because what you're doing is you're defrauding. And it's criminal. It's actual criminal. And you're going down and the internet's going to go out there and everybody on earth's going to find out. Nobody's going to touch you.
Yeah, that business
care.
Will fall.
You will go titties north and nobody will no longer want to do business with you.
Right.
So you better work with me.
All right. Let's see what we got.
All right. Here we go. Interesting. Now it's a calmer card. The subject of your angel card is angel therapy, and it's from Archangel Raphael. Give your cares and worries to us angels. Oh, maybe it does apply. And allow us to take your burden. So
Well, I think you've got some pretty big angels with you, Wendy.
And I think so far you have followed your gut. It has not done you wrong. You should continue to follow your gut. It has not steered you wrong.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Well, thank you both. And I agree with you. I agree with you, everything that you're both saying.
Yeah.
I'm not going to have my head in the clouds. I want to be realistic. But I did catch that, and I just want to hear what they say.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, absolutely. Yeah, you definitely, I would definitely, come Monday, you might want to talk to them because they're probably not going to, your legal firm might not reach out to you because, like Deb was saying, that's not like some immediate humongous threat to you. It's a paperwork thing saying you owe money, and they'll say, well, we'll get to that possibly, right?
Yeah, and sadly, it's kind of like Damien's case, young man that keeps calling us about the house that belongs to him, and his lawyers, it just never was big enough potatoes for him either. So he had to badger them. So you may have to.
Yes, but good luck, and thank you again for being caller number one. We like it.
All right. Well, I appreciate both of you, and I agree with both of you. Thank you.
And we do a Monday show, so maybe Monday you'll have some kind of news and can call in. That's on News for the Soul, a different show, of course.
Yes, on Monday.
Maybe you'll have some kind of news.
Well, I hope good news. So thank you both so much.
You're so welcome.
I hate when these companies try to screw people over. So
especially good, people that we need these things.
It's, they're taking advantage of the vulnerable. That's like the worst criminals on earth. But criminals, they don't have a conscience. Early international shout out to Susan in the land of the Scots.
Yeah,
she's
right.
Awesome. You can. I think that's the only international one that has come in.
So
that
far.
We've had a few our other cats, because we have a Catherine in Ireland, and our Catherine down south in the land of Florida is here also now.
Yeah, wasn't there another Catherine?
Yeah, we gave her an international shout-out early. She was here very, very early. All right, let's do this. Let's go to area code 434, which is in our Commonwealth of Virginia. 434, welcome to the show.
Well, hello there.
Hi.
And this
is Khalil.
Of course it
is. It's Khalil from Charlottesville.
Yep, that's
hey,
you. Go ahead. Go ahead,
Ron. There's a national battlefield in Richmond, Virginia, not too far from you guys, that I would like to go to. And I was wondering if I'll be able to make it there in September.
Okay.
Or anytime.
Which one is it particular? Because, obviously there's a lot of them around there. Do you remember the name of it?
Traeger National Confederate Battlefield, Traeger or something like that.
Yeah. I can't remember. I went to one like 4 or 5 years ago. It was very interesting. It was near Richmond, right around Richmond. It's very interesting. They dig those like bunkers or whatever and stuff. A lot of that is still there. It's just grown over. But you can see where they dig. I mean, it's kind of cool to walk around in those places. Very, very, very historical. And you get that, wow, people were here firing across each other and dying right here. And you can see a lot of the diggings and stuff that they did there.
Yes, and there are a lot of reenactment groups that we have. You probably have somewhere.
Now they're all over the whole country,
absolutely.
Yes,
and I used to write about it for the newspaper years ago, but they put on the actual uniform.
We've
been to one, remember?
Well, we went to some little, towards some little house, and they were just happened to be in the same field during the reaction.
Yeah.
Stuff while we were there,
And it was hotter than...
Oh, yeah, they were wearing all that same gear in the same, some of those days killed a lot of soldiers in the Revolutionary War as well, too. They were all geared up.
Well, you know what, honey?
There you go. What you got?
There's no doubt in my cards that you are going to get to go there. No doubt. You're going to go and have the time of your life. You're really going to enjoy it. Very much so. Yeah.
Well, you must have some was there any historical battlefield stuff around where you are? There must have been some stuff, maybe not as much, though.
No, not too much, because I live in a one-horse town. Charlottesville's not that big, and we're surrounded by mostly smaller towns.
And I guess maybe that part of Virginia, they didn't care. It wasn't big, hot, contested territories and stuff like it was around Richmond and stuff. Yeah, that's true. But it is interesting. Like I said, I don't remember even what name I went to. I'd have to ask my dad. Maybe he'd remember. But it was very interesting. It was a self thing. You went and you talked to, like, some people, and they had this little center. Had a little map, and they could give you a little map, and you just walk around yourself, and there's signs out there, and you just give yourself a self tour with a map with information.
Oh, yeah, it was great.
It was cool as hell. It was very cool. I really
from
awesome.
Your cards,
if it's the same one.
Absolutely, you're getting there.
Yeah.
I don't see anything standing in your way.
Yeah, it's really the same. And you can that stuff they dug that, you know, those things they dug, those fortifications to hide in and stuff. That
Fox
years
Hill,
ago, they're all still there.
Yeah.
They're
overgrown,
not as pronounced, but you can tell that it's not natural when you walk up through there and you see all those things. You can tell that was man-made dug out and they were people were hiding in there so they wouldn't get shot.
Did you ever, let me ask you something, have you ever been to the, isn't this out in the Jamestown?
The Jamestown
I've been
cell.
There.
Oh, we
yeah,
love
yeah, I've been there.
Yep.
Yeah.
Have you been to the Yorktown Battlefield?
That's a good one,
never.
Too.
Put that on your list. It's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
I will.
Yeah, and they have a. They have
I'm
a
going
really,
to Yorktown, Virginia.
Yeah, really? You
oh,
were
yeah.
born there?
No, I said I'm going there in October if I can.
Oh, well, then then make that a stop. I mean,
and,
you don't have to spend a whole day.
And what
but,
do we have down here? That one where they had built up this big.
That's Fort Wool. That's getting
later
on.
Well, if
they
ever get
this
far down,
yeah.
they do a fantastic tour at Fort Wool.
Yeah, but Yorktown's a really good one. They have a lot of indoor stuff. You can sit down and watch movies and write up. They have a battlefield, electronic battlefield, where they show you the advancement of troops and stuff. It's very cool. Very cool. And that is historic as hell. That's where Cornwallis had to surrender, and that was the beginning of the end of the Revolutionary War. Yep.
I also found out about a movie called Tall Tales with John Henry and Paul Bunyan and Pickles Bill, and some of that stuff was a true story, and some of it was made up. But basically, I don't know if the scene where he was basically saving the kid, if that was a true story, where he was firing into the barrels of the guns. I don't know if that's a true story, but John Henry and all of them were real. Yes, Patrick Swayze.
What's the name of it?
Oliver Platt. Tall Tales.
Tall Tales?
Yep.
All right, interesting. I'm going to have to look that up because that sounds very interesting. And you know, a lot of that stuff they call it, what do they call it? History. What is that stuff they call it? History fiction. There's a term for that. It's not history fiction, but it's something like that. Docudramas or whatever. Those are very, I like them. I like them a lot.
Yeah.
They're good stuff. And they typically try to follow actual historical things, but they got to throw stuff in there to make it entertaining.
They do reenactment. They got to
do stuff that maybe wasn't really these kind of conflicts and dramas and stuff. But as long as they follow the basic things that actually did happen, they're very entertaining, and I agree. So
Go
ahead.
I don't know if anybody can stop a train, but I know that. You could actually disable a firearm by shooting in the barrel. That may have been a true story, but the stopping a train, I don't know if anybody could do that.
Hey, have you ever watched Mythbusters?
Uh-uh.
It's a show where they busted myth, and they had an episode, and you should go look it up. It's probably on. It's such an old episode, old show now. You can find it online. They actually did. These guys hear about urban legends and myths, and then these scientist guys and technical guys go out and try to prove or disprove it. And that was one of the things. Somebody shooting a bullet down of a barrel of another gun. And I can't remember the outcome of it. They did a whole bunch of testing to see if it could be done.
Probably on YouTube.
You should be able to go to Mythbusters and, like, shooting down the barrel of another gun and Google that. I bet you'll find the episode. It was entertaining.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Anyway, real quick. All right, Camille.
Angel card.
Here's your angel card. Subject is victory. Archangel Sandalphon, your prayers have been heard and answered. Have faith. So it sounds like you're going. You will be there.
Thank you.
Yep. So take care, honey.
And I really like that historical stuff. Even though it's September, maybe you'll get lucky and the heat will not be so bad. So because some of that outdoor stuff is like, damn.
Hurricane season.
When it's really hot and nasty, you can feel for the troops
yep.
that were there. We're wearing shorts and T-shirts and stuff. They were not.
Well, we're always happy to hear from you, hon. It's a pleasure.
Yeah, always happy to talk to you.
Yeah,
well, we love
good
that.
Luck. Good luck. And I like that you're going. You've got these places coming up. You're visiting in the fall.
Yes.
Awesome.
And you need
you.
To call us back and give us a full, full report
absolutely.
On what it was like.
Sure. Absolutely.
I will.
Okay.
All right, good luck to you, son.
Take care.
Good luck to you. Yeah, those are cool. Those are cool things.
He's been with us a long time.
A long time,
too.
But he just sometimes takes breaks and doesn't call for a while. And
I like it.
You know, what a good question. Am I going to make it there? If all of you were now, we'll call you interns, psychic love interns, you would know what cards were shown. Clearly showed absolutely yes, and he was going to have a wonderful time.
And it sounds pretty logical. I mean, unless there's got some kind of financial or work-related stuff, because he's in Virginia. So it's not close from Charlottesville area to Richmond, but it's not thousands of miles.
I think a lot of people that live in the Commonwealth of Virginia take a lot of our history for granted. We are very historic.
Up and down the whole East Coast.
Yeah.
I mean, Florida, Georgia, I mean, all that stuff's been, there's a lot of, I mean.
Plus, so much of what we have here is named after things in England.
Oh, yeah. Or,
we've got,
well,
like Princess Anne Road and what other areas?
Not
Portsmouth. And
here they are, but not in other places like Florida and Louisiana, because that was a different.
It was.
It was a different European superpower that occupied those areas and named stuff, a lot of it. So, yeah, it is very entertaining stuff.
Very nice.
All right, let's do it. I'm opening the floor because you should do it before we take the next call.
All right, do one from.
All right, well, floor is open.
Who's calling us?
For Facebook Messenger, folks. Do it. All right, beat it. You should Messenger, if you can, audio or video to Deborah Lee. It's going to be a better experience for you, but if you can't, she'll take a type question.
I hear that a lot of alligators will go through a pet door and get in your house. And I'm like, oh, no.
That would either have to be a pretty good-sized pet door or maybe not.
Or they get
alligator
in people's swimming pools.
That's a thing,
you know? And, you know, if you're driving,
that's very common,
you're
the water,
driving down the road, you're not supposed to kill them. Catherine probably knows more about this than we do.
Yeah, she does, of course, because she lives there.
I would have a hard time.
I don't want to run over something that big anyway. Who knows what'll happen?
Well, look who's calling us. I think this could be a first time for her.
Oh, I didn't even see her here. So that's an international shout out to her then.
Hello there. Well, hi.
Kirstie,
right?
Yeah, okay.
Oh, okay. I didn't see her. The international shout out to Kirstie from the UK.
Sorry, he missed.
Ah, there was a lot of stuff going on. I did not see her in there.
Yeah.
Oh, there it is, right there in front of me now. She is.
Oh yeah. Well, how are you doing, my love? How are things going?
What's happening?
Yeah.
I'm just a bit worried about my daughter's fishing at the weekend. It's just hoping it's all very well. So I was just what I did the show about. Because obviously, by the message, you can see that as a family, we've been going through quite a bit of ups and downs.
Very nice to see you. It really is. And I know you've had a very rough year. You know, and I can certainly relate to that. I lost my husband, too. But it's going on 5 years. And people think you're just going to get over it, but it doesn't work that way.
Well, those that have.
Yes. So now, weren't you going to have your daughter baptized or a christening?
Yeah, that's a week today.
Oh, but did you have it or no? You didn't?
No, it's next weekend.
Okay.
Oh, so next Saturday. Yep.
And
well, or Sunday.
Sunday.
Yeah,
Sunday?
Yeah.
Saturday.
Yeah. Now, did you ever move back into your place where you were living?
Yeah, but we had loads of mess with that because we come home and we still had no floorboards. I had to take it to complaints because I left rubble, so obviously I couldn't bring my 1-year-old back. So, and now they're just starting to do all the repairs that I've been asking for 16 years.
You know, landlords should be taken to task for things they are negligent about. They should pay big fines or go to jail or lose their property or something. You know, 16 years is a long time to wait for repairs. Yeah.
Well, mostly it was fighting it, but then obviously you passed away.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden now they start to do the repairs.
Can you, what would you like me to look at the cards for you? Can you give me a question or a situation that you would like me to address?
It was more to do with, like, I'm quite nervous because, like, obviously with that many things happening, it was more about looking into the cards about the everything going okay on the day of the christening.
Okay. Have you got it all planned?
Yeah.
Okay, so everything's going to go smoothly?
Yeah.
But you are, I'm just wanting to get your question clearly. Are you concerned about money? Is money a big issue for you?
No, it's more family.
What is that word? Family? Or?
Yes, but it's more to do with the family on the day.
Yeah. How is his family treating you? Do they treat you well?
We've had a bit of a problem because we've had one of the neighbors causing a lot of trouble for me and his family, so his family ain't talking to me, but I've been trying to reach out for them to come to the christening. But my daughter keeps saying it's a lost cause.
Well, you know, I feel bad for you because I have some family that I don't hear from either. No matter how much I try, they just, you know, and I have children and you think they'd want to be part of their lives, but.
I think that's what I find hard.
Well, I guess you can bring the horse to the water, but you can't make him drink. So that's all you can do. Right. So let's see what the cards say for you. You've asked them to attend, but you don't know if they will.
No, because they're not replying to any messages.
So wrong. Okay, let's see. Will your family be joining you for the christening?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know something? This could bring a turning point for his side of the family because this is his child.
Yeah.
Yes. And they need to be a part of her life, you know, because she's going to need that sense of family. And I'm seeing that they're kind of starting to come around where they're realizing how ridiculous they're being. But I think a lot of it stems from grief, too. Grief can be a strange animal. Not everybody, you know, is sad and, you know, full of grief. Some people get angry. Other people just shut down. It's a whole different spectrum, I guess you could say. And I think from what I see here, a lot of it is anger over the loss of him. It's not really about you at all. Okay.
I said it was quite sudden, so I think I understand that.
Yes. So, but this is his. Does he have any other children?
Yeah.
So there are other pieces of him left in the world. But this one is young. She needs that family around her. And I know that there's going to come a day, from what I see, that you won't be alone anymore either. You're going to have your own a future. I think it's going to be a new husband. But you'll decide when that time comes. For now, I just want you to know these are hard days, but you're a good mom. You're taking really good care of your little girl. She's still so young, you know, and I really feel that family is going to want to be part of her life, and that's what's important. So they've got you, they're making you like a target, but it's really about their anger over losing him. So, okay.
I think it's just hard for life. This week's are going to be the year anniversary, so.
Yes.
And this is why I was hoping that we all could come together, and this is why I arranged the christening for this week.
Yeah.
Coming up.
Well, try to reach out to them again. You know, and let them know how much you want them there. Because every time they come together, it'll get easier and easier for you all as a family. Okay?
Thank you.
Take care, honey. I think about you. We widows, we got to stick together, you know. So, yes, I
do. It's just those students, though. I think we're all just trying to find our own way of thinking.
You're right. We are. Jim, do you have a card for this lady?
I do.
All right. I've got it right here. I mean, I already did the shuffling. So we got the subject is patience. And this is from Archangel Jophiel. It says, your dreams are blooming more rapidly than you realize. Still, they need nurturing and patience.
Oh, yes. Well, isn't that the key word of life?
So good things, the Archangel Jophiel said, good things are coming, but not tomorrow, basically.
Just be hopeful.
Well, as long as it's coming. I mean, that's a big deal, right?
Just be hopeful. And you've got something there to really feel grateful for.
Thank you.
Yes, you do. Well, take care and don't you be a stranger.
That's right.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah,
it's
awesome. Glad you stayed up late or early, however you want to look at it. Yeah.
All right, honey. Take care. Yep. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
All righty. We shall shift back to the phone lines. All right, Facebookers, we're going back to the phones. And we're going to area code 520. Olisa.
Hello.
Pump up the volume. Pump up the volume.
Hi, Lisa.
How are you all?
Yeah, we're doing all right.
We're doing all right.
It's a busy day today.
Yes, today was not a day that I could connect with you.
And?
It'll have to be tomorrow. Go ahead.
That's fine. That's perfect. I knew something had come up. That's fine. Yeah, that's fine.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Well, the lowdown is... we spent all the morning together, and then we went and did an errand, and then we're back in our, he's in his cave, I'm in my cave. And
you're in your respective bat caves.
Yeah.
Respective bat caves, and I'm bored out of my friggin' mind.
Perhaps you should buy a suitcase full of sex toys. Maybe that would help cure your boredom.
Yeah, right, Jim.
You know... Yeah,
watch the infomercials at 3 a.m. or they start at 4 usually. But, yeah, watch those infomercials at 4 a.m. in the morning. Was that Adam and Eve?
Yeah,
and there's
and
another
Eve.
One, too, that does all these sex toys things.
Yeah.
So chick will talk about it. Oh, it's got this little bunny rabbit thing with the little ears for the clitoris. You know, they talk. They go scientific every once. But for the clitoris stimulation, you know, they get all scientific.
That's called the rabbit, yeah.
No, the rabbit ears, the bunny ears, rabbit ears, you know. You know what's funny, though, which is kind of sick? Those little rabbit ears look like the freaking little rabbit ears I had on that little plastic thing I could stick on my spoon as a kid when I ate cereal. They look identical to ears. To me, it's so creepy. I guess that's why they call them rabbit ears, I guess. But all right, anyway, back to Lisa.
Maybe you guys should do some puzzles together. I mean, or by yourself.
They're in their own bat cave.
I can check with them to see if he's, you know, involved with, he has a lot of friends, you know, from his home state. So I don't, and, the, you know, he spends a lot of time on the phone with them or, I don't know, I could check with him. And, you know, he, when I talked to him this morning, first couple of minutes, he was very, very sad and I was very, very sad and we're both crying in each other's arms. We're both very sad about it. And so, you know, we ate some watermelon and drank coffee and laughed. And I called some relatives. And I don't know. You know, it is what it is.
Well, at least you have each other, you know, to share your emotions with.
Hey, even if you're hunkered down in your own bat cave, they are side by side.
Yeah, he's right there.
Yeah. Either one, if you, anybody needs somebody, you know, in an emergency, there would be no issues. Even if you guys are kind of indifferent at the moment, you guys would come forth for each other if something bad happened at that moment. Somebody knocked on the door and said, I got this emergency, I need help. You guys, either one will respond to the other. You know that.
Yeah. I think so.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So don't be too depressed about the bat cave hunkering down in the boredom. All right. What do you want a checkup? What do you want from for your reading tonight?
I guess that would be a checkup. I just I don't know. You know, I'm bored with this is going on, I know I can shake loose from the boredom. I've got a lot of stuff I can take care of myself here in the bat cave. You know, I don't have to focus on any one thing.
Are you both apprehensive about driving since the accident?
I don't know. He drives me.
Oh, I
you
see.
Know.
But it's in your vehicle, right?
Yeah. He doesn't have a vehicle.
Well, I understand that because we know what happened to his. And does he drive you just because it's harder for you to drive or just because that's what you guys have decided?
Well, because, I'm on pain pills and I'm not.
Okay, I got you. Yeah. I thought he was taking some cool dope too. What happened with that?
I don't think he takes it as often as I take it. And he
doesn't think so.
I think he's stretching his stuff out. You know, he's tougher than I am.
Oh, but he might be smoking weed.
I don't know. Maybe. Yeah, I guess.
Just like Jerry Seinfeld said.
It is what it is. Weed, smoking weed, doing shots, whatever, you know. But anyway, as long as you're not supposed to do it before you drive.
He is starting to suffer depression, this guy. So I hope that he will share some of that with you because I feel that he's really stuffing it. You know how they do, and you guys are notorious for this. Where we women will right away spill our guts and say, hey, Lisa, I'm feeling terrible. I'm so depressed. And, you know, we'll share what we're feeling.
Well, you women get depressed and have freaking breakdowns when the wind changes direction. So that's the opposite. You're the opposite.
What do men say?
Yeah.
Fine. Everything's fine. I'm doing great.
I'm like, oh, my God, the wind now just came from the south. I can't even believe it. I got my whole day's ruined. You're like, well, what are you freaking talking about?
I am concerned that he is going to face news that is not real hopeful about his condition coming up. And it's going to really be a setback.
You don't mean like he's got to freaking buy a plot, right? You just mean it's
no.
Recovery-wise, it's not going to be as lovely as it should be, right?
But I don't know the extent.
Oh, yeah.
Lisa hasn't shared it, and that's fine. But let's say they've told him, well, you're going to probably have to use a cane now, indefinitely.
Well, so did House.
Yeah.
That was a great show.
And he knew how to.
But he did have like 15,000 Percocet bottles like all around his apartment when he got raided.
Vicodin,
Percocet, Oxy. I don't give a shit. I'm just saying, whatever.
You know, and he's going to come off like everything's great, but it's not. And I don't see anything here to indicate that he's going down a rabbit hole, you know, where he might take those drugs and overdo it.
Well, now you really opened up a door. I don't know.
Well, I'm just saying that if this was somebody I knew, I would know that I need to hover and I need to try to get him to open up about his health, you know, his medical condition, where he's at. And you know what, Rachel? Some of them are beautiful. She said she uses a cane. And you know who else does? Oh, gosh, what's her name? The lady Christina Applegate. She has some beautiful canes as she's going through MS.
Yeah, well, she's going, that probably don't want to talk about that.
Yeah. No, but I'm just saying he may find himself with a bit of a altered lifestyle, you know. As far as his daily routine or, and you know what, I'll tell you right now, this could all be completely null and void. These are his dark, heavy feelings carrying over into your reading. And that, that can happen. So what's happening here is it could definitely be that he is feeling so bleak, so dark, you know, so sorry for himself, that's what I'm seeing here, is that he thinks, well, inevitable it is, you know, I'm going to be a cripple. And, you know, how the
glass half full.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, nobody will ever want to be a cripple.
Even though
No, he's not. So, but I wanted to share with you that the two of you being right close together like that is really such a like a stroke of good fortune for you both. And the future holds that the two of you are going to share a home. It looks like it's a stick built kind of, I don't know how to put it, a house that you two create. What are you throwing cards for? I don't know.
I know nothing.
That
yeah,
you?
It's, well, it is wild considering the other reading we have.
Yeah, I know, but there's ups and downs in every relationship. And right now, they're walking a rough and rocky road together. So it's also bringing them closer together. You said you had a great time. And,
not today.
And you both were able to cry together.
It was yesterday, right? Or I don't know. Maybe I've messed up.
It's like they come and go.
Yeah, this morning we were. I was making phone calls to family members, and he was there, and we were drinking coffee and eating watermelon, and we were out in the backyard, and then we had to go and do an errand, and then we came back, and so I'll call him right now. I hate to keep stirring him. You know, I told him that. I don't want to keep pestering him. I want to give him space, but I don't know if he feels, I don't know.
I don't think you're pestering him. I think he enjoys the care and the attention.
Well, so you have to call him. You can't text him. He's not reading his text.
There's something with our phones.
Okay. All right.
He has a different phone. I text him, and sometimes when he texts me, I don't hear his text. If I get a text from someone else, I'll check my text, and then I'll accidentally be his text.
Not going to do that.
Well, maybe the two of you sometime should put on a movie that you both would like to see and cuddle together.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's good.
Yeah, maybe he needs some of that physical nurture.
Yeah, bring out your prescription pills, put them on a table, decide what you're going to have. You know, bring out the weed, bring out the prescription pills. Maybe put a few shot glasses out there with some liqueur.
Yeah. And then play blindfold and just take a pill.
It could be that. It could be that simple. And we would not suggest anybody do that because we would go and go to jail and get sued. But you know, what's sad is people actually do that.
It's a pharma party.
Some people actually do that.
They throw a bunch of pills into a bowl.
And there's people, typically they're younger, and if they're not, well, God help them. But
they steal it from their parents.
I just took a pill.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was.
Boy.
You know what? I wish that pill would have made you grow a freaking vagina out your butt. Maybe you'd learn a lesson and not take random pills. They get lucky on it. They should make somebody like a pill that is like a mega laxative and they just can't stop pooping for 3 days. Then maybe they'd learn I shouldn't take a random pill. But people don't learn. Human beings, we're almost like rabbits. There's a reason that we're overpopulating the planet because we're dumbasses and we kill ourselves doing all sorts of stupid shit.
Yeah.
No silence.
No
silence. Screw that.
I will have more for us to discuss privately tomorrow.
Yes.
Thank you, Dad.
Sure.
Yes.
You're welcome, darling.
And here is your angel card reading. Subject is nurture. And it's from Archangel Gabriel. He's a big well, I guess Archangel means they all are.
Gabriel's a big one.
Yep. As you nurture a child, you nurture your own inner child. Both activities are important for you right now.
See? That goes with the reading. See?
Yeah. Those old black and white gangster movies.
Maybe that's what you need is to laugh.
What? Laughter, like, is the best medicine.
Put something funny on.
Yeah, watch some stupid comedy if you guys can agree on a humor tape. I don't know if you guys have different
humor genre things that jive, or some people are they're not on the same wavelength on their humor. But yeah, contemplate. You really should focus on comedies when you're going through all this shit.
I think so too.
You need escape and laughter, because you don't. Why would you want to watch something that's similar to what you're going through? Screw that. You can go through that on your own when you wake up. Watch something that gives you escape and humor.
Absolutely true. Look at that writer 10 years ago, Art Buchwald.
I've heard that name.
He used to write for Playboy many years ago.
Okay.
And he got diagnosed with an incurable disease. They never actually elaborated in this profile story they did on him.
Okay.
But he decided, I'm going to go to the video store, back when we had to go rent them.
Oh, the VHS or beta.
He got tons of Larry, Curly, and Moe, what are they called?
Oh, no, the old, like Laurel and Hardy. You know what?
Yeah.
There's a lot to be said for those Three Stooges, Abbott, Costello, and Laurel and Hardy.
Yeah, and Ma and Pa Kettle.
Ma and Pa. There's so many people nowadays. Don't you know what? A lot of those movies and shows didn't even have background music. They didn't care about that background.
No, but I'll tell you what.
Or laugh tracks. No,
he
laugh
sat
tracks.
Every day for like 10 hours laughing his ass off. And when he went in for a picture checkup, that disease was gone.
There's been a lot, totally off subject, but there's been a lot of people that have explored, I don't say people, but like doctors, maybe not like specialists, but they've explored people getting down and actually that your brain can actually has more power than the doctors have. They just can't unleash it. Mm-hmm. It actually can cure things. Some people had his work. They've been able to cure incurable diseases, and nobody can explain how, just because they were able to get up there.
Yeah.
Probably, I bet a few generations from now, they'll be there. They'll figure it out.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But I think...
But as far as back to
where you are, it's early. You guys should be spending the evening together.
Maybe they had a big day, and when you're hurt, sometimes you're in pain and you need to just... Not move around at a certain point in the day. If you did a lot of stuff, and you're trying to heal from an injury, sometimes if you were really active during the day, you got to just kind of hunker down sometimes.
True. Are you taking showers or soaking in the tub?
Yeah. What is your?
Oh, I do. I bathe every day. I had a bath today, and I wash my hair and.
Okay.
I put on clean clothes, and I feel fresh like a daisy. You want to smell me?
Oh,
yes, indeed. What, do you smell like fish? Or
No, I don't smell like fish. I smell like roses.
Here we go. What did the blind man say when he walked by the fish store? Excuse me, ladies.
We need some cannoli smell jokes. Don't cannoli smell?
No, I've never had one.
I've never had one either.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah, cannoli. What was that? Leave the gun, take
holy
the cannoli.
Cannoli.
The old, cannoli, and they said there was a lot of mafia things. The mafia's like, you get a gun that can't be traced, and you don't keep it with you, so you get in trouble. You leave the goddamn gun.
Yeah.
Leave the gun, take the cannoli, the guy was telling the dude. Yep. After they did a hit.
That was in when Mayor, no.
No.
That was in You've Got Mail.
What? What was?
Tom Hanks was messaging with somebody named Shop Girl. And he didn't know who it was, but it was Meg Ryan. And then he found out who she was, I think it was, but he had to get her to like him. It was kind of
I never saw You Got Mail, and I never saw Stupid in Seattle either.
You wouldn't like them, okay?
They're
sappy love stories.
Both of them were Meg Ryan, right?
Yeah.
Two different guys, though, right?
But you did see Joe and the Volcano, didn't you?
I saw part of it, and that's
with
totally...
The brain
that's, there's a lot of entertainment there. There's a lot of slapstick entertainment in Joe and the Volcano. A lot of humor.
It was.
Yeah. Joe and the Volcano, and I did see When Harry Met Sally, too. Even though it's a love story, there was a lot of freaking funny humor shit going on.
There was. It was still very good, and nobody could play that but Billy Crystal.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That guy is a badass. All right.
So, something we're going to talk about tomorrow, Lisa, during our session is this relationship is changing for the good, for the better.
Yes.
Yes. So you
depending
hold
on
that
when you
thought.
Call in, because we've seen other.
I'm seeing it. Now, this is where when we do our class, and I know I'm teasing the hell out of everybody, but see how these cards are laying? This means very soon we're going to talk about time in the class. This is time. This is an event that is coming. This Two of Spades means change. It's not always bad. It's often very, very good. And this card indicates change in terms of a, growing relationship. Now, if these cards were switched around, oh, they're going to hate me for this. This would mean the existing relationship is facing a change that isn't very good.
A change for the worst, not the better.
Yeah, it means this relationship is likely ending. But the way it's in Lisa's cards is this. And this, if they can, I hope they can see it.
It's only the Facebookers. Obviously, Lisa can't see fit.
So, but this is showing that the relationship is going to transform. That's a good word for this. Into
robots in disguise.
What is that?
Transformers.
Oh,
robots,
yeah.
In disguise.
It's going to become even better. All right. So, we're coming along.
Yay, team.
I just get interrupted all the time.
Why?
As I'm trying to put the class together.
Oh, well, yeah. Because you know what? Life is life. We can't push a pause button on life. Wouldn't that be the greatest thing on earth?
No, but I figure.
If you could just push pause on life, they could do big projects you need to do.
It's coming into its own time for becoming. It's coming.
Is it breathing hard?
It's going to be when it is the right time. Oh, you people, I should get, Mather tape being around
Deb,
this
stuff.
Deb, I have
a question for you.
Yeah.
Hey, Deb, Leaf has a question for you.
Deb. When it's coming and it's breathing hard, is it saying that it's coming?
That's true. Or do you just have to assume that it is? That's a good question. Is somebody screaming, I'm coming. Or is it like, no, I know what's going down here.
It could indicate a climax,
a pinnacle, to a scenario,
like a sexual climax.
But it doesn't have to be sexual. The climax has a million meanings. Climax has so many meanings, especially in the movie industry. Yes, doesn't mean like Frankie going to Hollywood. Relax.
Don't do it.
Let your body go through it.
Yeah.
When you want to come.
And it says that. When you want to come.
That's an old song, actually.
You know.
Well, relatively speaking, not to us, it's not old, but it's old to everybody else.
You guys can't actually sexually entertain each other, but you could mutually masturbate each other.
Oh, we can't open that door.
Saturday night.
Not that because of the time and because of if you can't even do anything else, you can do that?
She's saying something. Go ahead.
I will only do it if he agrees to film it.
So what? What was the last word?
Make a movie.
Well, you know what?
Oh.
Yeah, hey, you might as well get rich on the internet. You know, what the hell?
Well, it could be a very nurturing experience. Your hand in his pants, his hand in yours. A double handy here.
That sounds like pretty good sleeper material. I think I would fall asleep on that.
Why?
Hand in the pants?
Well,
what is the frick is that if somebody's watching? They're a watcher, I'm saying. If they're making a movie, that's sleeper for a watcher.
No, they'd have to be more graphic for a movie.
I don't even know. I can't even imagine
maybe
why we're talking about this.
Maybe more of a 69. But
they're both physically broken and healing, and we're talking about them doing things they haven't even done yet.
But then they
where are we going?
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? I think you guys should get on a colony on Mars and do it, because let's talk about other things that are not likely to happen soon.
Jim thinks I'm sexually obsessed. I don't think so.
Every song she freaking hears,
she somehow thinks you're talking about somebody's genitalia or some kind of masturbation. It is every song.
Deb, you are hypervigilant about the sex arena. And you keep us all on watch.
Well, I think somebody has to since Dr. Ruth kicked off.
I agree with you. I totally love it.
Thank you, but there is a Dr. Laura, and I'm not liking her style. She's on those middle of the night shows. She developed all these sex toys, like
is she really a doctor?
Penis rings. I think she is. It's like a PhD doctor.
A PhD in what though? Maybe business or something like that. Dr. Ruth, she was the real deal, but she wouldn't make you want to be celibate if you looked at her and she was in your bedroom.
Well, I might be doing the same thing for everybody, but at least I'm willing to talk about
Dr. Ruth.
Yeah.
I would imagine that she had cobwebs and dust between her legs if you looked at her.
Dr. Laura Bergman.
Dr. Ruth hadn't had any action for a long time unless she paid for it back
but
in her day.
But the thing is, Dr. Laura is like this, so clinical. And then you take this part, blah, 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 blah. You know, when I was learning how to do sales through as a Sears corporate office, I was a lead development coordinator all those years ago, but I had to learn. You discuss, and I'm trying to think what the word is.
I want to see how this ties in. Let's go to it.
Oh,
how does this tie into some PhD in climax?
Well, she's just
I
want to
see how this
features.
Thing experience.
She's like saying, and then you can put this in the water and, you know, and how you operate it. But we were told to shut up. Benefits, not features. The benefit of this double penis, whatever.
I can't even believe that you're comparing Sears lead development shit in the 80s to this doctor talking about sex toys.
You know, that also, she only talks
how does
about
that fucking connect?
Features. Not like you're going to take this mouth, but she only talks about features. She doesn't say, oh, the people that have used this, let me tell you, they have gone beyond ecstasy. You can stick this in your underwear and enjoy it all day long at the office. I'm just saying, I just don't like her style. She's clinical, a double-ender. Yeah. Love it, Rachel.
I honestly can't speak about that because I've never seen that.
Pretty. She's all right.
I haven't seen any of those infomercials.
I'd say 40. You don't wake up in the middle of the night or ever look at them?
I wake up in the middle of the night sometimes and... Typically, if my TV is on, those aren't the infomercials I see, and then I immediately get rid of them because those infomercials, I don't want to watch that shit at 4 a.m. I got to put something really super boring on again to put me back to sleep.
Well, here's
some chicks start talking about vaginas and toys. That's not going to be put me back to sleep.
No, but you'd learn how to use them.
But it's not going to make me go back to sleep at 4 a.m. Well, that's why I would switch it off.
Did you ever try like a penis ring?
What are you talking about? Why would you even do that?
Because men get a bigger experience out of it.
How would you know, Deb? Yeah, how do you know men get a bigger experience out of a penis ring? How many penises have you owned in your life? Okay, oh, there's your answer. Oh, no, not okay.
Zero. Zero.
Thank you. Oh, double zero. Two zeros is still zero.
I've never really done it, Michelle. Mm-mm. No.
Well, I don't know. It depends on how big the phone is, right? Well, I got to do this. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. See, it's always Lisa that's down this path. Always.
Is it Lisa, or does she just kind of give you a little tug? On the little nose or horse ring, and you're like the horse. Ooh, I'm going down that road. He was a little pug or a little nudge.
Look, we have to have our paradigm shifts for this show. We got to be different than the others. And I get so many messages saying, I love your show. I think you guys are awesome. It's so fun and funny and blah, blah, blah. And I don't want to go back to being wooey.
You know what's funny? Is there was somebody in here earlier. I can't even go back to the beginning. Somebody was in here earlier, and I bet I can't go back to the beginning.
What about it?
She typed the word Z like she was sleeping during our first reading.
Well, nobody's putting a gun to her head.
No, they're gone. I don't know who it was, but it's like, oh, you Z.
It's like watching Saturday Night Live. It's not for everybody, you know?
And it depends on the crew and the episode. Yeah. Some of them are like, some of them you watch, you're like, I wish I never would have stayed up and watched that if you needed to go to bed early when you're a kid.
Yeah.
Some are like, holy crap, best one ever. All right, Lisa.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, I'm going to get a hold of you not too early, okay?
Well, you don't have to worry about that.
No, you can kind of get my,
Well, she's 2 hours behind us, too, so you have to factor that in. You have to factor the mountain time in.
Thank you.
I saw that Z, too. I didn't know what it meant.
I was like the comic symbol for sleeping, the Z, it was boring. But maybe not. But if you just type the Z in all by itself, that tells me you're bored and you think it's bullshit. But all right, whatever.
Well, it's like watching a war movie. Not everybody wants that either.
Watch what?
A war movie.
Watch any movie.
Yeah.
Not every movie is everybody's thing, no matter how good the movie is. Somebody's... No matter how great that movie is, there's one person that didn't like it always, right?
Rachel, you see way too much.
All right.
Lisa,
we are going to release you.
Right?
Yeah, a long time ago.
Okay.
We're going to release you, Lisa. We're going to just put her
focus.
Thank you.
Talk with you tomorrow.
And we don't hang up on anybody on Blog Talk. We put them back on mute. They can continue to listen to the show. And many of them want to continue to listen to the show because that's the only way they can.
Yeah.
At that moment, just calling in. They can continue to listen. Pidge that. Well, Deb?
Yeah.
I think the time has come.
I have to go do some important Amazon shopping. I mean, necessities. Yeah.
Well, let us do this for the
Blog Talk. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go.
Good night, sweetheart.
Good night, sweetheart.
We are very happy to have
that. It's trying to stand real to repair. But I really must say, oh, good night, sweetheart. Good night.